Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, you're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We've had an awesome show, so much happening and so much more. We're very lucky to be joined by Amelia on the line. Morena Amelia, how are you?
Hello. Oh, it's good to be back on the B.
Oh, I bet it is. We're so excited to have you. And I feel like we've all survived the Amelia drought and now we have new music and it's all going to be okay, you know?
It will. Yeah, I mean, I hope so.
Oh, so cool. This new track, The Floating Opera, is so much fun. It feels like a really fun mix of like sort of nature sounds, but then also your classic like synths and textures and breaks and all sorts. I'm really interested how those two worlds intertwine for you, like taking sounds from nature and then taking like digital music sounds.
I mean, weirdly for this track, so there are a couple of like field recordings of nature in there, but most of what you hear is actually made on a synthesizer.
Oh,
so
wow.
The frogs and the crickets at the start. I went, as you can maybe tell from listening to the track, I went a little bit mad making this one. And I was like, why can't I make everything on the synthesizer? And, you know, you spend hours making these cricket sounds and you're like, wow, it sounds just like a cricket. And then you think, oh, I
could have just taken a cricket sound.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I really like the kind of that organic feel. And I feel like even trying to like get that out of a synthesizer is really interesting to me, because I feel like there's like this kind of glassy digital world, but then there's also this kind of like this version of synth music that sounds like it's in a swamp, and that's kind of what I was trying to go for.
Swamp core, I love that. I also feel like it's like, you know, you've reached a certain status of electronic musician when you're using like all of this gear and toys to like find your way back to nature in a way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, not to get too nerdy.
Oh my gosh, please get nerdy. Like, we love nerds. You know, we love nerds at B.
But like, I think like some of the earliest like experimental electronic music, they're trying to simulate birdsong. And I think that's so interesting to me that like as soon as we made an instrument where you could control like the sound in all of these detailed ways, they're like, maybe I could finally be like a bird.
It's also your first release since you won Best Electronic Artist at the Aotearoa Music Awards in 2024. Does it feel different making music and releasing music now that you've sort of got that title, or not really?
Oh, it's a lot scarier, honestly, because this song and the record that it's going to be off, it took a long time to make. So I was kind of already making it when I got that award, and then suddenly I was like, oh, probably more people are going to listen to this than I was expecting. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit different from the last thing. So it's been a little bit scary for me to put it out and kind of be like, yeah, sorry, it's not Jungle. I hope you guys like it.
Yeah, hard. Oh, it's so cool though. And there's so much, I feel like it's equally sort of music you could blast on the speakers and have on your headphones, because there's just so much to unpack and you sort of get a new treasure each time you listen. And that's the beautiful thing about layering, eh? Do you feel like sometimes when you're making music, you have to really take a step back and be like, okay, I can't add anything more? Or is it just like total maximalist sort of approach?
I mean, definitely for like learning to pull stuff back has been my like whole musical journey. Like when I first got like recording software, I was like, oh, so I can make like 70 tracks. And then kind of have slowly learned to really pull that back. But yeah, for this one, I was like, I think I can probably chuck more on there. And it wasn't really until the very end of the process that I had to kind of go in and be like, oh, I should probably pull back a few of these things. Which is, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, it makes it a little bit of a different thing. It's kind of like, you know, like sculpture where you have like the block and you carve things away.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I've got 100 tracks of shakers, so how can we get this down to like the 25 that sound the best?
Yeah, right. Oh, so awesome. You've also got a new music video, and it's very cute. It's animated and it's made with Simon Ward. Talk to me a little bit about this process.
Yeah, I mean, so me and Simon have worked together before, and we're kind of just on a very similar wavelength, I think. Often when we come to talk about music videos, and we just end up talking about some kind of obscure TV special from the UK in the 70s that we both had seen or whatever. So yeah, I mean, this video is really digging into a bunch of kind of each of our obsessions, things that we're interested in. So I mean, Simon went really deep on this. He would be messaging me so I found more archival photographs of Dunedin public spaces where there could be a performance. So we're going to include that now. I'm like, yeah, all right, sweet, awesome.
That's so cool. That's so funny. I don't often hear people getting that deep and nerdy in terms of making animated music videos, but I guess it is a very technical process and there's a lot to think about when you're creating everything from scratch rather than just filming things as they are, eh?
Yeah, and it's really different, when you're not the person making it. Like when people have done filmed videos for my music, you see a rough cut and it's like, well, this is what it's going to look like, only it's going to, have a better color grade on it or whatever. But with the animation, it's kind of like right up until the last minute, it looks like very odd. Like it's very, because all the hard stuff is the rigging and the models, and Simon must have sent me 13 different haircuts for one of the band members, and so it's a lot of that, and then all of the kind of detail that I think people notice most obviously, that just kind of gets added on at the end. So it's this real kind of magic trick where you have months and months and months of Playmobil people, and then suddenly you're like, oh wow, it's a music video. Holy shit.
Oh, so cool. And you mentioned before that this is going to be part of a bigger project. Can you tell us anything about that?
I've been instructed to only say that about it. But it will be coming out, I think, early next year.
Awesome. Keep us on our toes. You're based over in Nam. Can we expect to see you back in Aotearoa anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, look, if I was going to be releasing an album, probably I would be coming back, back home to promote it. So,
Brilliant.
yeah, when we find out when that's happening,
We'll be the
you can
first to
probably see
know,
me
I'm
again.
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, amazing. Well, the new track is just beautiful. We're going to listen to it now. Thank you so much, Amamelia, for joining us for a corridor this morning.
Thank you.
Awesome. We're going to listen to The Floating Opera. This is a brand new track from Amamelia. Yeah, you're on BFM.